Haftira of Parshas Vayera. There is a question concerning the length of the Haftira. Most of the Haftira is an amazing story of the Tzaddik Elisha with the Isha Shunamis, who had never had children before, and she helped Elisha, she hosted him, and as a reward, Elisha benched her with having a son. He passed away, and then there was Tchiyas HaMesim. And actually, it's a very, very long story, and it would be definitely enough to take up a whole Haftarah, and it corresponds to the Parsha about Yitzchak Avinu being foretold that he will be born also, and Rashi in the Parsha actually discusses that both in the Haftarah and in the Parsha there's a lashon of Shoiv Ashuv and the differences between them. And the question which has been asked before and we've discussed before in the Haftarah share is, why is there an earlier story? Because there's an earlier story in the Haftarah which L'chaira is not relevant to the Haftarah about Eishes Avadya. Eishes Avadya was very poor, and the Noisha was coming to collect his debts, which was owed to him, and very threatening. And Eishes Avadya went to Elisha, who helped her make a nace with oil, which became a whole bunch of oil, and she got a lot of money to pay up all her debts. That would have been a wonderful Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah. I know we already have two Shabbos Chanukah Haftarahs. If there ever be a third Shabbos Chanukah, it will be a perfect one. Why are these few psukim added to the Haftarah at the beginning? How does it come and how is it connected? And the Haftarah, like I said, is really quite long without it. I heard a story about the length of the Haftarah. The Svardim, actually, when the husband of the Shunamis woman says to his wife, "Why are you traveling to Elisha?" And she doesn't tell him about the fact that the son died. She just says, Shalom. And that's how the Haftarah finishes for the Svardim. So I heard two versions. If someone can let me know what the true story is. I heard that Rosh Lame Zalman said this Vard over from his wife. Someone else told me it was Rabbi Ari Levine from his wife. I don't know. Who had said that that's a little bit of the difference, the subtle difference between Svardim and Ashkenazim. Svardim, it's enough just to say, we're on the way to the Tzaddik, obviously everything's going to turn out okay. So you don't even have to know the end of the story. So that's why by the Svardim, the Haftarah finishes, she tells her husband, Shalom. She had Emunat Hachamim, everything will turn out fine. But the Ashkenazim want to know what happened. What happened at the end of the story? So we need the rest of the Haftarah. But anyway, the Al-Kapadim is a very, very long Haftarah. So why is that first story coming in there? It's irrelevant, l'chayr, to the parsha. So we'd like to share the following idea. Be'ezus Hashem. There is a Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Kisaytse at the beginning, which is discussing how different mitzvahs have different known segulos. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, as an example, Yesh mitzvah shematan schara banim. There is a mitzvah which the reward is children. Kimoi Sarah she'ircha esa archim. Sarah hosted the guests and she was zeichet to a son. V'shunamis al shekibla es Elisha. Shunamis did a tremendous achas as archim for Elisha, and she was zeichet to have a son. So the Medrash uses this as an example of a mitzvah which is zeichet to banim. The Chafetz Chaim brings this Medrash in the Sefer Avos Chesed and in Shem Olam, and he adds that this applies if someone's a muchzik, if someone's quite accustomed, not a one-time event, if someone is a muchzik in being involved in Achasas Archim, he will be zoiche to have banim. And Mirtasham will see as the shir goes on. If he already has banim, they can be more chashiv a banim. If he doesn't have banim, he might be zoiche literally to a miracle, the Chafetz Chaim says. But it'll be zeichet to banim. The Medrash Rabbah in this week's parsha also says a very similar idea. The Svarim HaKadosh bring this Medrash. The Medrash says that when Avram invited the guests in, they told him, Vayoyimru, they said to him, Kein Tasek Asher Dibarta. And the words, Kein Tasek, L'chayrishver, should have said, Kein Ese, or Nasa. What's Tasek is Lashon of future and Lashon of you. It's like you will do. And Kasher Dibarta Bechlal is two extra words. Could have just said Kein Tase. So the Medrash Rabbi says, Amru, they told Avram, Anu ain lefaneinu achila v'shtia. We don't have eating and drinking. We don't have that concept. So if you want to go with Rashi in the Parsha, they didn't say this to him befavorish, but they were hinting it to him in their words. If you want to go with other Mahachim, I don't know, the Aracha others, then they literally told this to him. But anyways, they said to him either specifically, or they hinted to him, and they said, we don't have eating and drinking. We're angels. Aval atah, sheyesh lefanecha achila ushtia, but you do have the concept of eating and drinking. Kein tasa la'atzmacha kesher dibarta. You will do this. You're going to end up eating. There's going to be a suda for you. When? Kasher dibarta. Yehi ratzayin, says the Medrash Rabba, shetiske lasis oid suda acheres, lebar dechar. She was zechah to do a suda, lebar dechar, for a son who's a zachar, the yisyal lach will be born to you. So you're going to be zechah to have a son, and you're going to make a suda for him. That's what they told him. So the schus of the zechasas archim, here the Medrash Rabba is also learning that Avraham Avinu is going to be zechah to have children. As they said, oichet in this Medrash Rabba. And again, the Chavetz Chaim says this is speaking about someone who's muchzik, who's involved in doing chesed. The Chavetz Chaim himself, in the Sefer Shem Olam, brings a number of stories I'd like to share with you. One of them, he says that he witnessed this following story personally. He says that there was somebody that he knows who had child after child, and all the children kept passing away. They were all being nifter. And he went to a big rav, and the rav told him, I would suggest that you get involved personally in Gemilas Chasadim. So this person took the advice of the rav and got very involved in personally with every aspect of Gemilas Chasadim himself. And he was like, started having child after child. He went to the rav and said, listen, you know, this is really taking up a lot of time. I have a family now. It's hard for me to also be personally involved. I would like to hire somebody. I'm not going to stop the Gemilas Chasadim, but I'm going to hire workers. I'll be less involved myself. The rav said, I don't suggest you do that. But the fellow did it anyway. So the Chavetz Chaim, I saw that one of his sons died. I don't know if the Chavetz Chaim was involved, went to Levaya. He said the guy lost a son. And after that, of course, he made sure to be personally involved. And the Chavetz Chaim says, please do not look at this story as a Dvar Pella. I'm going to read you a drop of his words. He says, loy, loy. No, no. Pashatu. Of course, this is how it is. If you get involved in chesed, personally involved in chesed, you're going to be zaychet to banim. And he brings the Gemara of Abasha Daf Tesla Mates, which speaks not about Archas, Chachnasas Archas, just in general. Haragel Betstaka says the Gemara. Havile banim bali chachma, bali oisher, bali agada. He says, but miracles could happen, says the Chavetz Chaim. If he didn't have any children, b'chlal, and he wasn't even able to have children, a physical nes might take place in schus of being machzik in the mitzvah of hachnosas archim. He brings this tanchum, like we said. So this is an absolutely amazing thing. Why does it work like this? So Rabbeinu Bechai, in the Sefer Kada Kemach, under the entry archim, beginning of the Sefer, he writes that we know that Hashem revealed himself to Avraham by Eloini Mamre. What's Eloini Mamre? Rashi says Eloini Mamre is the plains of Mamre. It's a flat land. Rabbeinu Bechai has this mishat. He says Eloini comes the word Elan. He says it was a place filled with trees. Eloini Mamre. It was a big tree area. What does that mean? He says, since Avraham Avinu was Natal Eshel Beber Shava, and Chazal Darshan, this Eshel, Rashi has two pshatim, exactly what it means, but it was a type of Achnasas Archim. And he says, Kepshutai, says Rabbeinu Bechai, the word Eshel is obviously a type of tree. Since Avraham Avinu was centered on doing Achnasas Archim, and he utilized a tree for that, and trees for that, Eloine Mamri, many trees, to help him officiate his entire project of Achnasas Archim, he was zeichet to become an Elan himself, and have peirois, literally, peirois, children, ba'olam hazeh, even though he wasn't really supposed to have children naturally. And I saw a sefer Nachas Avram, he says a beautiful thing. He says that's maybe hinted to when Avram Avinu says to the Malachim. He says, "Ve'echof aslachem v'sadu libchem acher ta'aviru." He says, "Go, let me do Achnasas Archim for you." Ki al kein avartem al avdechem, and I know what it's all about. I know this is an opportunity for me to have children. Like immediately they say to him, Kein Tasek Asher Dibarta. That's right. You're going to be celebrating it, they say to him. But he already has a son who doesn't have a child, Sarah. So even though Sarah was very old, he runs, Barbanel discusses how Sarah was old, but he wanted to get her involved in the mitzvah. And that was a little hard for her, maybe. Says the Pasuk, Vayimari quickly ran to the oil and gets Sarah. Here's a Mardika Galeganite. There's an opportunity for you to have a child. Hachnasis Archim. And that's why Sarah got involved quickly, and she was a Chazoyzuk Rabbeinu Bechai. This is the Eshel Bever Sheva. That's Eloine Mamre. Why does it work? How does it work? What's the connection? So Rabbeinu Bechai said, like we explained, Bezchus, that you were planting trees in order to have fruit for people, you're trying to set up a fund to help run, to have, so Hashem's going to give you, yourself, you're going to become a tree and produce children. A little more, Hasber, in the Sefer Nachas Avram again, he says, you are greeting guests, you'll be zecher to greet your own child. The Sefer Hagyonis Torah says, he says, Chazal say, someone who doesn't have children is like a mace. But we learn, Rachel Avinu said, if I don't have children, he's one of the four people considered as if they're dead, if someone doesn't have children. He says, well, since you gave life to the guests, you're mechaya them, you brought life to them, you enlivened them, you made them feel alive again, and wonderful, you're bezeichet to have a child. Reshiva Rabbeinu Pavarsky gives a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Bat Kredish on this week's parasha, and he says, someone who brings guests into his house, he says, he heard that Rabbi Baruch Ber said, whenever you give money to an ani becomes a chefetz of a mitzvah. He says, if you bring guests into your house, he says, you're turning your house into a chefetz of mitzvah. It becomes a house of mitzvah. So what? Says Rabbi Baruch like this. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Chof Aleph Amen Beis, the Gemara says that if somebody makes a neder, that they're not going to be having a... Sorry, if someone divorces his wife, I'll get to it in a second. If someone divorces his wife, Amanas, that she never ever goes again to her father's home. He makes a condition in the divorce that she'll never go visit her father again. The guy obviously has issues, but he makes such a tanai. The halach is, says the Gemara, then it doesn't work. The get's not good because there wasn't a complete krisus between the two. So Taisus asks Akasha. Taisus says that the Gemara says in the Darim, if someone makes a neder that someone can't have enough from a certain house, so if the house changes ownership, it was sold, or the fellow dies, then the house becomes mutter, because it doesn't stay forever. So if Frank Taisvis, so too, so makes a condition on his wife that she can't go to base of, it's not forever, her father's not going to live forever, says Taisvis, no, the father could live forever, because the children who continue are considered still continuing the name of the father, the base of the father continues in the children. And he brings a few rays from Sukkim, Taisus and Gittin Daf Chof Aleph on base. So it says, Rebel, if someone makes his house into a base mitzvah, he's going to be zoiche, that his name, his bias, will continue forever, midah k'neged midah, by what? He doesn't have children. Hashem will give him children, so that his bias could be mamshech also with these children. And Taka, we find everybody knows that Manoyach, right? Manoyach was Mechabed the Malach, like it says in the Haftarah of Parshas Nosai, Sefer Shoiftim, he was Mechabed, him and his wife were Mechabed the Malach, and then they had a wonderful son named Shimshon. See, again, you see, Achmasas Archim is a school of for having children. There's a vart that a lot of Sfarim Mekdashim bring from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk, Bemei Yizakar Naris Archai, Pasuk Adil, Bemei Yizakar Naris Archai. So he, Baal Shem Tov Darshan, in Chassidish of fashion, because you're involved in having a guest. The Medrash Rav in Parshas Nosei says that Rochav Hazoino was Zoyche to end up marrying Yeshua and to have a child who ended up, the Gemara Megillah tells us, and Taisim Megillah was Zoyche, ended up marrying into the family of the Nevi'im and Kehanim, all because she hosted B'Mesiris Nefesh, the two Meraglim who came to visit her home. That's what she was zeichet to mamish have in a most amazing family. The Sefer Archos Pleis HaTaira brings on the Sefer Kava Yosher an amazing story that in 1492, when the Yidden Nebuch were running away from Spain during the expulsion, there was a Yid who lived in Pisa in Italy, right, that city with a leaning over tower, and he had a guest house where he just hosted all the refugees who were running by through Italy. And he hosted them in the most beautiful way. And four chachamim who were there one day gave him a bracha. He hadn't had, he was already an old man. He didn't have children. He was zeichet to have a son, Rabbeinu Avrami Pisa, who's brought down a bunch of paiskim in his time. Ramami Pan, a bunch of other paiskim, bring down this thing and discuss halachas with him. All in the sus of Nachnasas Archim, which he did. There's a very famous story. There was a Yid in the city Ukup in Ukraine. In the city Ukup, his name was Eliezer, who was a tremendous Machas Archim. He was also old man, very, very old man, never had children. And one day, a guest came on Shabbos, which is very, very disrespectful, came on Shabbos out of the Tchum, and he said, I want food, and he acted quite rude. And this Rebbe Eliezer, this Pasha Yid Rebbe Eliezer, still helped him and gave him food and maybe gave him mussar in a very subtle way, didn't embarrass him, and still took care of him, didn't look at him like an ice wharf. A mighty Shabbos after tremendous achrasas archim, this person revealed himself and said, I'm Eliyahu Hanavi, and I was sent by Shemayim to test your achrasas archim, you're going to be zechet to a son in Yisrael. And that was Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, who was born from that story, the beginning of all Chassidus. So again, getting back to the parasha, in the schus of Avraham Avinu's Mayur Dechanos Archim, we're zoiche to have Yitzchak Avinu. And that's why, in Tfilas Hageshem, we say, Zechavoy, the Noilad Vivsuras Kachnom Atmayim, remember him who was born with the announcement of Kachnom Atmayim. We're referring to Yitzchak as the one who was born with Kachnom Atmayim. Yes, because he was born because of the Kachnom, Yukachnom Atmayim. That was the actual schus for him to be born. Now let's go back and take a look at the Haftarah, and we'll answer what we asked originally. So first of all, of course, in the main part of the Haftarah, you see tremendous achrasas archim of this Isha Chashuva, the Isha Gedoyla, the Shunamis, and the Rabbeinu Bachai in Karakamach explains what was so Chashuva about her. She was such a wise woman, he says. And when it speaks about how she told her husband, we have to arrange a Achnasas Archim for Elisha, for whenever he comes through, he should always have Achnasas Archim, he should always feel comfortable by us. So what does she do? The Pasuk says, that she says, let's prepare for Elisha a Mita, Shulchan, and Kisei, and a Menorah. And there was a specific order to this, says Rabbeinu Bachai. When a guest comes, the first thing he might want to do before anything, you know, you have a whole meal for him, you're all excited, maybe he just wants to lay down and rest. That's why the first thing is a Mita. Then he wants to eat. And then Kisei, he wants to sit and do his and take his notes and learn his Svarim. Umanayra, for when he gets nights, there was so much Chachma. She put aside this house. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Brachis exactly what kind of room it was, but she made a room especially for him, just so when he comes by, he should be able to have a place to stay. That was a tremendous Moyerdika, Hachnasis Archim of the Isha Shunamis. Well, I think we can. I also saw. So I want to share with you the Sefer Nachas Avram. He says as a kriying siv, when Elisha promises her a child, he says, "Vayoyimer la'mayir azeh ke'es chaya at chayvekes bein." You will be holding a son, but the siv, the way it's written in the Navi, is not at but iti, aleph tav yud. So he says the pshat is ke'es chaya iti. You've made me, given me chiyus. You've given me life. You made me feel wonderful. So at chayvekes ben meschus that you're going to have a son. Mamish, the same idea of midi k'negi midi. Well, let's go back to the beginning of Avtar. We asked, how does the beginning come in? I think it's very obvious right now. Eishes Eivadio, everybody knows. Why was she in debt? Because her husband left her with huge debts. Why did he leave her with debts? He was gambling? No, chas v'shalom. You know why he left her with huge debts? Because he had supported hundreds of Nevi'im secretly when Achav was trying to kill them. He took hundreds of Nevi'im, hid them in caves, and ran a soup kitchen for all these people. Tremendous achrasas archim. And what does it say in the Haftarah? What does she tell Elisha? The Noish is coming to take away my children. He wants to abduct my children. The reward for my husband's achrasas archim is to lose my children? They should become slaves to this terrible king? They owed money to Yoram and Achav. Now Yoram and Achav is going to come take away my children? Oh, isn't that a beautiful pshat? So the two stories in the Haftarah are absolutely connected. They're about Hachnasas Archim, your Zoichet Abanim. And I saw in the Sefer Chedushi Basra on the Tanchuma that we started with, Rav Altuski, Rav Scheinberg son-in-law, Rav Chaim Altuski, he says every time a poor person comes by, or a schlepper comes knocking on your door, or you're trying to daven in shul, and somebody comes and is annoying you and banging on your door, or knocking on your sitter because he wants money, don't get annoyed. This might be the biggest bracha coming to you right now. It's an opportunity right now to have more nachas, to be zechet to banim, to be zechet to parnasa, to be zechet to bali chachma, bali oisher, bali agada. Don't get annoyed. This is the most beautiful opportunity, just knocking and waiting for you to go along and take advantage of it.